The IT tech will be the first in line to get his job back if the courts allow $30 million allocated by the legislature last year to be dispersed to schools. Governor Dunleavy, however, is challenging the legality of so-called forward funding, leaving many districts, and not just Sitka's, in a financial quandary. Although the three members of the Sitka School Board present voted in favor of the administration's strategy, there wasn't true consensus. Board member Amy Morrison thought that dismissing the district's information technology technician was going to harm all 1,500 technology users in the district for the sake of making scheduling easier at the middle school.
Obviously, we need a sixth grade science teacher, and I feel like there, from what I understand, there are so many qualified science teachers within the district, and I have a hard time thinking that that position can't be filled in some way with the existing staff that we have, and I would have liked to have seen an option for that, and I'm disappointed that we don't have an option for that, because it's really hard to weigh what that would look like against the elimination of this IT tech position.
In addition to dismissing the IT tech, a savings of $70,000, the administration proposed trimming some other non-teaching positions and cutting other costs to arrive at a combined savings of over $150,000, giving the district the buffer it needed to bring the sixth grade science teacher on board, along with a music teacher, two elementary teachers, and a special ed teacher. But Board President Jennifer McNichol thought that Morrison was reaching too far into the weeds by raising a staffing question when the broader issue before the board was budgetary.
I don't think it's my job to shuffle teachers. I think it's reasonable to have conversations about all the different options and, you know, weighing the resources of the district and how they're distributed throughout the district. But I guess I'm not really supporting the minutia. There are some governing entities that set up hiring committees. I don't think that's our role. I think that's micromanagement.
That last remark of McNichol's was a shot across the bow of the Sitka Assembly, which froze city hiring in April, created a hiring committee in May, and then fired Administrator Keith Brady in June. Morrison, however, countered that it wasn't control over hiring that she wanted, only a more utilitarian option to close the budget.
I think what I'm trying to get at is that it's our responsibility to find as little impact to our kids as we possibly can. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the part that we weren't presented with another option of eliminating a teacher and what impact that would have on our students. That's what I want to see. I want to see if we eliminated one of these, what would it be and how would that impact our kids? I am incredibly concerned that the elimination of this IT tech position will have an impact indirectly on every single student and teacher in our district.
Superintendent Mary Wegner defended her decision to preserve the five teaching jobs since the board approved the positions in its final budget in April.
My premise was to keep those five teaching positions that the board had voted on previously.
But with only 2 days until teachers reported for duty, Wegner argued that there wasn't time to come up with contingencies, since a no vote by any one of the three board members present would kill the plan and create uncertainty for students, parents, and administrators in two of the district schools. Morrison relented, and the amended budget plan passed 3-0. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.